About this, the world traveler, Dr. Hughes. I can never, I never quite know where you're going to turn up next, and neither does Laura Johnson. She has no idea either.
I know, right?
Well, tell me how you feel about the atmosphere here today. You got here just in time for the women's game earlier today from your travels.
I did. I literally got off the plane, dropped off my bags at my house and came straight here. So the atmosphere is awesome. So we have a lot of excitement against Mid-Michigan. So the girls had one heckified game, and now the boys are coming right behind them and doing the same thing.
Incredible. You weren't here last year, but to see the improvement in the women's program with Coach Cicchetto.
Yeah, well, and I've heard a lot. I've heard a lot about they wish that the girls were this good last year. So it's good to see that the girls have definitely improved, and they're in it to win it. That's what it sounds like right now, and that's what they're doing. I love it.
It's so much fun. In your opening speech, you talked a lot about having several goals.
Yes.
All of which are to increase enrollment.
Absolutely.
And so on. So let's talk about that part and how you feel that's going. We also have the governor's proposal for free tuition.
Yes. First and foremost, I think it's awesome because there's a lot of states right now that are doing free tuition for community college students, and I think that's great. You know, so I'm excited for it. It's about time, and the timing is perfect. I mean, right now when we know that after the pandemic, there's still a couple of students that are not as excited to really kind of get back in it, and so the timing is now. Enrollment, we are sitting very well for enrollment, so we are not down. We actually are a little bit up from enrollment, which is good to have, especially during the winter, or what we call winter, most campuses call spring semester. And so I think that you know, says a lot that, you know, we are really still recruiting students, but students are excited to kind of keep persisting on, and I think that's the biggest thing.
How do you feel that her proposal will help our enrollment here, in knowing that we already have the Michigan Reconnect program?
Right. Well, I think here's the difference. So what she's proposing is for high school students. Michigan Reconnect is for those that are 21 years of age and older. And so it gives students an opportunity that once they graduate from any of the high schools, that they can come right on to Bay, at least get their their first 2 years completed, and then from there they can move on and complete their bachelor's.
What part do you see athletics playing? You mentioned it in your opening speech.
Absolutely.
So what part do you see athletics playing in increasing enrollment? Obviously, the question becomes additional sports.
Yes. Additional sports, but not only that, we know it really boils down to the dollar, right? I mean, so if we can get more, state appropriations for our institution, that will help for us to be able to increase our student housing. We know right now student housing is a huge issue, but housing in general, let's face it, housing in general is a huge problem. And so I think if we can get that resolved, then I think that will help us be able to increase our athletics. I know two of the areas that I know Coach, actually AD Johnson is really looking forward to is possibly doing like a track and field. And then, of course, soccer. We have the soccer field, so that those two are kind of the obvious two sports for us to increase.
You know, I was just at Kirtland College down in Grayling with the Norse, and they have just built brand-new dorms on their campus.
Yes.
Is that what we're going to need to do, or are we going to need to maybe buy one of the hotels and turn it into dorms? What do you foresee?
I would say it's a yes and. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, so we do right now, unfortunately, have our overflow that's in the Super 8, and so I think that with that, that would be great for us to, you know, eventually either buy that one or there's also the Econo Lodge that's right there. And I think the Econo Lodge would be probably the more, I would think, cost effective, you know, and efficient since it's right there. It's closer to the campus. Do some renovations from there. But, yes, I also have talked about how do we build beyond what we have. So right now we kind of have townhouse styles. And one of the things that I had been asking is, do we have a height ordinance that's in Escanaba? Because if we don't have a height ordinance, then it would make sense for us to actually build dorms and not necessarily the townhouses.
Last question. You've been traveling a lot.
Yes.
What appetite do you see in Lansing and even Washington, but mostly Lansing, for community college support?
So I would say for both. So what's interesting is my next travels, because I literally will leave tomorrow to go to Washington, and that's really going to be the conversation, is how do we talk about, you know, increasing our state appropriations for really, I'm not even going to say state, I would say federal dollars for higher education. But then the other big piece right now that most institutions are looking at is the short-term pill. So we know that that's an easy way to, you know, kind of a pipeline into employment. And so if we can kind of increase and make sure that the funding is there for short-term pill, right now the hours are, you know, 150 to 599. Some of the, you know, legislative issues around that is if you have a certificate that is shorter than the 150, then you don't qualify for the short-term pill. So it's how do we make sure that dollars are being allocated appropriately, and then from there that will help us continue to increase our enrollment.
Folks, Dr. Nerita Hughes did that with no sleep, virtually no sleep.
Literally.
She had no idea I was going to put her on the radio until about a half hour ago.
Yes, yes.
Say whatever you'd like on your way out to all of the supporters, people listening on the radio, before we bring Ryan Sweeney in for his halftime interview.
Yeah, no, I would just like to say, you know, thank you for all of those that have continuously supported Bay College, whether it was through our athletics or just in general through scholarships, internships, and apprenticeship programs, and we still want to make sure that we're continuously allowing our students to have that pipeline directly to work. So with that, go Norse!
Go Norse indeed, and safe travels to Washington.
Thank you.
Don't get lost in the swamp there.
I won't.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay, take care. President Hughes in our halftime show from here at the Bay College Gym. 46-30, the Bay College guys with the lead, 60-second break, and then Ryan Sweeney will be on the